Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This episode is brought to you by the revolutionary new device called Pack Warning. The moment your pack goes over 30 pounds, a loud alarm will sound. The only way to shut this off is to take out your useless items. If you choose not to, an automatic phone call will be directed to the backpacking police and an arrest warrant will be issued. Violations range from Nalgene confiscation to having Derek forcibly join your next trip. Check it out at youdontwantthatpunishment.com.
What's up, everybody? This is Derek, and with me today is the only man who gets lighter every time he talks because he's full of so much hot air, Carl Mandrioli.
That was good.
Under 30,
With me today is Derek Somerville, a man who finds it hard to lose pack weight because it always ends up finding him again.
Wow.
Do you get it? Because you lose, and that's, it's
so bad, it's all right. So question about your ad, I guess for you, when your alarm goes off, you just take the rock that you put in your own pack out? Is that
goodness.
What you do?
Yeah.
Okay, just want to make sure.
I think with the rock, it's still sub 30, so I don't think that sets the alarm off.
But,
We're going to talk about, you know, for those that already have a lightweight pack, maybe they'll have some takeaways here to reduce their weight even more. But people that have a 30 plus pound pack, that's a problem.
That is a problem. It's gonna.
And we're not talking like winter backpacking. We're not talking going with kids. We're not talking about going to the desert where you got to pack in water. We're talking like main summer season. Your pack is over 30 pounds for no reason.
Right. 3-4 day trip-ish, we're talking time frame.
Yeah. Okay. I'll say 3-5 day trip. And I shouldn't say for no reason. There's obviously a reason we got to solve this problem, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we're using the terminology like total weight versus a common terminology that's used, which is base weight.
Right.
We've covered this a couple times. Do you still know the difference?
Base weight and total weight?
What's base weight?
Base weight is my. I like when you quiz me like this because it makes you feel like you're in teacher mode, you know? And everybody feels like they're getting a grade. It's kind of intense. It's kind of nerve wracking.
This is probably the third or fourth time I've had you define this. So I feel like at some point it'll be like a softball, right?
Softball of base weight. I feel like you are kind of like repeating yourself at this point, you know?
The moment that you start to challenge the question, it tells everybody that you don't know the answer. Is that correct?
No, it's not correct. That's you just, it's me kind of just playing the game that you're playing.
The longer that you stall, the more you're Google searching. So no, it's fine. Everybody sees through this. Everybody.
Base weight is your starting weight of what you are. Okay. Like an ultralighter will say like anything under 10 pounds is a good base weight of what your pack and your.
Yeah.
Once you add all this other junk into your pack, then you kind of go from there. What's your base weight? What's your bare bones base weight? You know, what's your bare bones base weight? I mean, for me, I think it's like, I'd like to think it's like under 10 pounds, but I don't, that's ambitious.
I'd probably more like 12 pounds. That's what I'm going to say.
You're just making stuff up at this point. You're just throwing things to see if they stick.
Do I make it? So I make it up when I get on the scale and I weigh it empty, and then I make it up when I weigh it full. Is that making it up?
You haven't answered the question correctly. So, all right, once a season, we're gonna go ahead and I'm just gonna ask you what base weight is, and then we're gonna
it's your percent of body weight and your backpack and
You just said percent of body weight in your backpack.
Okay, your base weight is. I'll tell you.
All right.
I'm kidding. What is my backpacking base weight? Okay, I'm done teasing you. It's basically your controlled weight. It's like the total gear stowed inside without all the extras, like your food and your consumables and your fuel and your, you know, all that stuff. So.
That's a better definition. I like that. Yeah.
Is that going to pass in Carl's class?
We're not even using base weight. I'm just trying to clarify for everybody the difference. And so, yeah, it's the consumables, right? So we're talking about the water as well, the fuel and the food, like you already mentioned. And so today we're not talking about base weight. We're talking about total weight because...
Total weight, yes.
Yeah, a lot of folks are like, well, my base weight is whatever you said. You said 10 pounds, 12 pounds. Great. Awesome. You bring a refrigerator full of food... And that base weight doesn't matter anymore, right? Because now your total weight is still far above the 30-pound mark.
Do you correct? Know? True. Do you know your base weight?
Usually? No, because I don't use base weight. I use total weight. When we weigh at the trailhead, it's all that matters in the end is total weight, right?
Yeah, I don't even know why people talk about base weight. To be honest with you,
because it's variable with the distance you're going or with the length of time you're going.
I get that, but like you said, like once I load up the pack. I mean, I think the base weight matters once you, in the long run, essentially, not the short run. Like if you have a heavy base weight every trip, and then you're changing what you add to your trip, I think that's going to take more of a toll on your body in the long run. Meaning, like when I lowered, and we're going to talk about this. Once I lowered some of my base weight items, every trip became easier for me. Every trip.
Oh yeah, the concept makes sense, but the problem with that is that we've gone with folks that spend more money to reduce their base weight, but their pack overall weight ends up being higher than ours because of their terrible packing job.
Yes, correct.
That's what we're trying to solve. So this is a long kind of lead up for the whole concept of this episode.
Way too long, but we'll go with it.
We want to get your pack under 30 pounds, and we'll see if we can help you do that. So, all right. Proverbs 25:28. A man without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls. Do people who overpack lack a form of self-control?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Whoa.
100%.
All right. Yeah. Maybe not quite as to what the proverb is saying, but yeah.
Well, I think to some degree. I think there's degrees of it. I'm not saying, you know, you overpack, you got a problem, like a big problem. I'm just saying, I think it's like we've talked about in previous episodes, like you're packing some of your fears, you're packing. I used to do the same thing. I mean, why would I bring two pairs of shoes on my first trip? Because I'm worried. Oh no, well what if this happened? You know, I didn't know. Right. So I'm just adding junk I don't need to add.
So you're describing like a first trip type scenario, which is very common for people to overpack. So if it's somebody who's been backpacking for a while and they're still throwing too much junk in there, do they lack self-control?
I think as we've talked about, as you get more experience backpacking, I think there's a little bit of that. I think there's a little bit of that. Like maybe, you know, you wanted to bring some extra goodies. But I think a lot of times it's like I now will overpack certain items that I know I probably, quote unquote, shouldn't bring, like flannel pants, slippers, things like that because they're bulky.
Wait, what are flannel pants?
Fleece pants? Flannel pants.
Pajama bottoms.
Pajama bottoms, right.
Call them what they are, my friend.
Whatever.
Don't try to repack.
I'll wear them as lounge clothing, whatever. those are all, I think because all the other things are very, I'm more meticulous about the food and the essentials that I can get away with adding these luxury items in. So if you aren't meticulous about the other things, like you're just throwing a bunch of food in your bag, then, you know, these luxury items are, unless you're like Rocky, who can carry like a boulder on his back, then it's like...
We're not talking about that. We're talking about under 30 pounds.
I know, we're talking about under 30 pounds. This doesn't apply to Rocky. Matter. No.
It doesn't apply. So, no. Okay, so you made a really good point, though, is that, yeah, we're not saying ditch all the luxury items. You have to just be smart about them. What really matters to you, and are there things... It ends up, like we just talked about, ends up being the small stuff that that kind of, you have enough of those things that add up to get your pack weight a little bit too heavy. So
right.
Here's how we're going to structure it. We've got things you can just simply get rid of, just completely ditch to reduce your pack weight. Things you can easily replace to make it lighter weight overall without compromising functionality. And then things that if you kind of go to the max level, things that you should upgrade, things that maybe will reduce weight if you upgrade them, and they may upgrade performance as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
So those are the three categories we have, and so we're going to address each of those right now.
This podcast is brought to you by Podbean. Podbean is the easiest way to create your own podcast. We use Podbean to host Backpacking and Blisters. Download the free Podbean podcast app to start, record, and publish your very own podcast in minutes. Podbean provides everything you need to run your podcast, and you can record and publish episodes directly from the app on your phone. Download the free Podbean app today. That's Podbean. Head on over to Podbean at www.podbean.com and use the code PODCAST21 for your first 30 days of podcast hosting for free. Check it out.
Okay, so let's go with things that you can just straight up get rid of. And it's okay if we've mentioned some of these things in prior episodes. We just want to make sure that we really hit home with this. So what's... Give me your list. What you got?
I'm going to say I'll start with extra clothes, extra shoes, bulky items. Like, you don't need all these extra. Like, we had a couple guys who would bring like 3 or 4 outfits, one for per day. And I'm like, that's a lot of weight and a lot of space you're taking up. So,
do you guys typically call them outfits?
I'm just going off what you
Saturday outfits.
I'm just going off what you tell me. Yeah. So,
Your answer is just copying my answer? What?
No. Well, your daily life is like, hey, I'm wearing this outfit to work.
Oh, you feel like I use that phrase.
I'm trying to give you verbiage that you understand is all.
You feel like I have a Saturday outfit.
I feel like you have a work outfit, a biking outfit. I don't know what you, this is what.
I do not.
People in Castle Rock say, so I don't know, I'm from California. We don't talk like that, so,
Incorrect.
Correct. Okay.
All right, so extra clothes, outfits, having like an outfit per day, that's fair. All right.
Or a surplus of items like multiple shoes. If you're going to bring like shoes and like, like water sandals or something, that's
Crocs. What about Crocs?
Oh, don't ever say that word.
A lot of people go with Crocs. A lot.
Would you ever wear Crocs?
On a backpacking trip or in general?
Yeah. Both.
I have some like around the house Crocs when I was having foot problems, but not outside. But I'm not I'm not a Crocs guy.
Why not outside though? Does it look ridiculous?
I think people like them. I don't want to hurt people's feelings, but they're just not for me. Sorry.
You're so gnarly about the butt, but you're like ginger about the Crocs.
We're not talking about backpacking. I'm saying no to backpacking, like 100% no, but for just like around town stuff. That being said, I know Crocs kind of fit your category of extra shoes. That's a pretty common thing to bring. So if that's your luxury item, great. Yeah. But if you're looking to reduce weight, that's an easy spot, right?
Yeah, if you're bringing like multiple pairs of hiking shoes, that's unnecessary. Yeah, wow. That's my first. What do you got? What's your first one?
So for things you can get rid of. So I have the extra outfits on there as well. But as I mentioned before, the extra jacket. So you need... a rain jacket, you need something waterproof, and then one layer of warmth, not three total things where you get the puffy and the fleece. So that's on my list for things that you can simply get rid of is that extra jacket, and then either the large knife or the multi-tool. I feel like we've brought this up a number of times, but then when I go out on the trail, I still see some pretty obnoxious things. Like I saw this past summer down in Colorado Springs near the Bar Trail, which goes to the top of Pikes Peak. And anyway, some guys come down backpacking and he had a Rambo blade strapped to his calf. And so I just said, hey, just out of curiosity, what do you use that for? And he said, I don't really know. And then So then his wife was there. I said, well, is he concerned about, is he scared of bears or wild animals? He thinks he's going to, stab them or something. And she's like, no, he doesn't have that fear. He just likes having that.
I think it makes him feel like he's a tougher guy.
That's got to be at least 2 pounds right there, right?
At least. Yeah. Those are huge.
Right. Did you have anything else for the things you can get rid of?
Yeah, I had a couple. I had like cleaning some of those like shampoos, cleaning supplies, soaps, all these things that if you're going,
you've seen people bring shampoo, is what you're saying.
Not from our group, no.
Okay.
But I think some of those, you know, stuff like that is like, you're laughing, but it's true.
I'm trying to think of where you would have seen somebody bring shampoo.
I've gone with other friends, so we went okay. on
no,
a.
No, you don't.
Yeah, they had a small bottle of travel size shampoos, and a conditioner.
Okay.
I said nay on that. Gotcha. I think just like the soaps, the dishwashing soaps, and all these like you don't need them. You don't need them for like a 3 to 5 day trip. Just
to get rid of those.
Rinse it out, leave it at home. Say and those add up in a little. Those little soap things are like those get a little heavy. So
yeah, you have enough of those things for sure.
Yeah, get rid of the junk.
Stuff sacks.
Stuff
people
sacks.
Like stuff sacks to kind of organize. People bring these specialty bags, and if bags are your thing, this has been like a kind of a cultural trend where people get in these fancy bags. If bags are your thing, then keep them. If it helps you organize stuff, awesome. But things like stuff sacks for your, you know, your backpacking chair or anything that you're going to keep on the inside part of your pack that you can get away with not using. It's just those little things that add up. So extra stuff sacks.
Yeah. Well, and like I said, like you said, that was a good point. If it helps you stay organized and you use sacks, if it helps you be more efficient packing, then do it. If you're just throwing a bag over everything just for the heck of it, then that's a little that's a little much.
Like my backpacking chair has metal legs, so I'm not concerned at getting destroyed if it's on the outside of my pack, if it's outside the stuff sack. So I just leave that. That's one example of a stuff sack that I leave.
Where I bring the stuff sack because my chair has it just falls all over the place and it's harder to get out of the bag. So I could probably leave it at home, I guess, but I don't know.
You can use the straps on the side of your pack.
I could
to clip it into place.
I might try that actually. That's a good idea. Yeah. I might try that. Okay,
we're learning from each other.
Look at us learning. Wow, growing.
All right, that was my list of those are main things that I can get rid of. Is that you have anything else for that?
Maybe just excess food. If you like. We'll probably get into this a little bit more in detail later, but like, I think that's one reason I can bring some luxury items is because I'm more meticulous about. You and I have both tried to do this. Like, I'm gonna try and get the food down, dialed into like almost be out or be out by the time we're done with the trip. Not have all this extra junk, and that food adds up quick and weight wise.
Food's a big problem, yeah. So we'll circle back to food because that's a big deal. It's a big category.
Okay. All right.
Gear
to replace.
Things you can replace. So.
Yeah,
you know, take this out but replace it with this. What you got?
Well, I think going off of the clothes thing, you mentioned like the warmth layer, right? So if you're somebody who gets really cold and you bring like a, I don't know, like a fleece, a jacket, and then also a rain shell jacket or something like I think one way to lighten your load and to also save space in your bag is to get maybe something like one of those underlayer warm. They have a lot of these like warm things at like Costco. They have like those tighter fitting warm shirts that are a lot thinner, but they keep you a lot warmer. I have one
like
actually,
the base layer shirts,
like a base layer shirt. Then you put a fleece over it, and that's going to keep you a lot warmer. And you don't have this bulky extra third, you know, jacket or whatever in
so
your
do
bag.
Maybe,
so
maybe do that plus a fleece, and then instead
and then a rain
of
jacket.
The puffy, no rain jacket, and a rain jacket or no rain jacket.
No, you got. I mean, I've learned the hard way without not bringing the rain jacket, so I'm not going to do that. But I did lighten my rain jacket. I got a solid one. I think I mentioned this in a previous episode. I had a very good one. It was thick. It was like quality, but I'm like, this thing is bulky. And then like I only whipped this thing out. I just want to like deflect the rain for a little while, you know. So I actually found a good one at Costco. They had
Frog Togs.
I don't remember the name of it, but it's very thin. It was like cheap, and it works great. And so. Okay. I use that now, actually, of all things.
I mentioned the frog togs in a previous episode, and
you did. Yeah.
We got reactions both ways. Like frog togs. Yeah, somebody told me not to knock the frog togs, and I was promoting them, so I'm not sure that reaction. And then Camel Cuds, I think it was Camel Cud, said that they were the worst because those things when they snag, they just rip. And so
what are the frog togs? What are those? I don't know.
Those are just the lightweight rain jacket, rain pants that are super inexpensive. So it's like 5 ounces. Oh. 20-30
okay.
bucks. So,
right.
Yeah.
Cheap job. Okay. All right.
Doesn't last a long time, but
no.
Anyway. Okay. So, things that you can replace. I've got a few here. I've got a lot of people will go and they'll buy the first aid kit at their outdoor store and they'll just with the container, just throw it in their pack, right? So, and the container itself is typically like a thick plastic.
Right.
You might even call it like a kind of Tupperware, if you will. Ooh. And yeah. And so I think that a pared down first aid kit, not compromising safety, of course, but just trying to figure out what you need and what you've used and what you might use, and then put that in like a smaller Ziploc. That could save you over a pound right there.
It could.
So replace the large with a pared down version. What else you got for replace?
I had one more. I was thinking just that we talked about the chair. Mm-hmm. Even the chair, I think I had over a, what was my first chair, I want to say, before the two-legged chair? It was over a two-pound chair I had.
Mm, like a and,
school kind of thing? Yeah, I think it was like a, yeah, it was something. And then I went to the two-legged chair, which did get annoying. And I know you'll enjoy that comment. But they have chairs now that are like reasonably priced that are like just over a pound and they're not heavy. And so if you have, you know, Rocky's bringing his old school like 4-pounder, and some people bring the chair that's comfortable and it's all that, and it might be comfortable, but they have some good comfortable chairs that are under or just around a pound, right? Yeah. So some of them, I think one of them might be under a pound.
That was on my list of things to upgrade, actually. So that checks that box. Because you could make the case that you're obviously spending more to buy a more expensive chair. So that would be an upgrade for me. But we can go with the chair. And really, you mentioned the two-legged chair. So it's kind of more like a balance thing on the ground. And it has a small back. Right. I think the two-legged chair, I would describe that as like the essence of Derek. Because...
Please.
I'll explain. So I challenged you on the two-legged chair and said, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. It's not really a chair. And you argued with me to, you know, the world's end about why it's a chair. And the very next trip, you upgraded to a four-legged chair.
Are you sure this isn't Nate? Or are you sure this is me?
We have it on a video. We have a video of his argument.
Right. And I didn't listen, and I've said this before. I did not like a two-legged chair. It required slightly more effort, but it was doable.
But you'll, and this is why it's the essence of these, you'll continue to defend the two-legged chair, even though you have not used it for like 10 years.
I don't even know if I have it anymore, to be honest.
Yeah. So, but you're like, but it's still good. It's still legit. It's still like for real.
Look, it serves a purpose. It's not my favorite chair anymore though. And, I've expanded. So
don't get a two-legged chair, everybody. Don't get sucked in by Derek's.
You're half right.
Strange logic. Okay.
If you want to work out in backpack, two-legged chair.
That's exactly my point. Is you're so tired today? You don't.
I said that for you. I said that for you.
Okay. All right.
So stupid.
Okay. I got a couple more. I got. This is one that is shockingly a problem. I don't get this one. We've mentioned it a couple times. People are still bringing the full-size sunblock. Tube.
who in our group brings
this? Just our group, but this is a thing. Like, I'll see this commonly on the trail. Full-size sunblock, maybe multiple sunblocks. Maybe they have, like, a spray and the lotion.
The face one or something,
Yeah, and then you can easily buy a travel one at the grocery store, typically for $1, maybe $2, and that's typically enough for a 3 to 5 day trip. Easy to replace. A couple episodes ago, forget which one it was, I mentioned, I suggested to shave some weight by not bringing a gun. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I thought I was going to get a stronger reaction, but the biggest reaction I got was, hey, Carl, people aren't bringing guns to defend themselves against the animals. It's more against other people. Do you agree with that?
I mean, it's a valid point. It's 100% valid point.
Okay.
I mean,
so I think that you can still, if you're a gun toting backpacker, you're bringing 5-6 pounds, maybe more, and you're concerned about people and or animals, I think you can still swap it out with bear spray, and that'll do the job.
You think bear spray is
people get a little squirt somewhere near them, and they're down for the count.
You think, would that knock you down?
It would knock anybody down.
Okay, anybody, including you.
Yeah, when we were on our trip a couple years ago now, a year and a half ago, in the Wind River Range, somebody reached back to grab it out of their pack, and so it wasn't even...
It's like residual.
It was near them. It just squirted like a little puff near them, and it was like an hour. The guy was trying to flush out his face, his eyes. Yeah.
Oh,
so
that's not...
You don't want to spray that thing into the wind, just saying.
No. Yeah, true. No. Okay. All right.
So those are mine for replace.
It's not a bad idea.
Okay. Upgrade time. What you got?
Upgrade time. How big are we going with the upgrades here? You want like big things, small things? I mean, there's so many things you can upgrade here.
When I say, you know, things, if you want to lower, get your pack weight under 30 pounds, like what are the first things you're going to look at?
I mean,
big, small, whatever.
I think for me, it was like the biggest thing that I did when I had a, what was it, over 50 liter pack.
Change
the pack.
Yeah. Tell us that story, Derek. How did that go?
Change the pack.
Wait, how did you get that pack? How did you decide upon one?
You know, we're not going to get into that. We've been over this 1,000 times.
Just tell us the story.
Long story short, I saved about 4 pounds on my pack just by getting a new pack. And we're going to go over this a little bit in trivia as well, but they have like 55 liter plus packs that are extremely light now that they just didn't have back then. So to me, that's like step number one is get a better pack. You're going to instantly save like multiple pounds.
And you got to be careful with that stuff though, because if it's a bigger pack, but it's a lighter weight pack, it doesn't always hold.
Is it durable? Yeah.
Well, it'll hold the capacity, but will it hold the weight? So if you're packing heavier things.
Right.
So, and then I was looking at, there's the Osprey Exos, whatever it was, 58, I think.
Right.
And I was like, this is a lightweight, this is kind of what you're just describing, right? 58 liter pack that's relatively lightweight. Mm-hmm. And I tried it on, and the shoulder straps are super narrow, so they just rub against your neck.
Oh, that's bad. Shoulder's bad for you. Yeah.
Yeah, not shoulders, the neck. The neck was the issue, my friend.
But, they're all connected, so, you know.
So, yeah. Just saying. So, you gotta make sure it fits. That's the key there, regardless of capacities and weight ratio. But that's a good one. Sorry to mention the chair. I think that the answer for what we should upgrade really is answered in our episode we put out last year, which was, like, what to upgrade. I forget what it was called, but something like what you should buy first when spending some cash. So, we categorize it by weight, savings versus, you know, expenditure ratio. So, tops on our list was the filter. If you're still using the old pump filter, that's just something definitely upgrade that.
Get it
I think
out.
Tent was up there too. If you have an old tent or if you have like a Coleman camping tent, that's an easy one to upgrade as well. And that'll upgrade your performance too. But check out that episode, I would say, to get a full breakdown of what you should upgrade.
Yeah. No, I didn't even put tent on there because I think we've talked about that at length. And they're affordable now. You can get some good affordable tents that are just way lighter.
So let's circle back to your discussion on food. So you said the goal is to end with little to no food left, correct?
That's my goal. I don't know if that's your goal.
No, it is. It's everybody's goal, right? But here's what's hard about it is that all trips aren't equal. So we go on a four-day backpacking trip, and we do 8 miles a day with relatively little elevation gain. Right. I might not even be hungry for my freeze-dried meal at night, right?
True.
And so then we do the same trip, but now we're doing 15 miles a day with 3,000 to 4,000 feet of elevation gain. Now you got to calculate, you know, all sorts of things. This level of difficulty, how hot it is. It's hard to calculate that, man.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how in depth you want to get about that, but to me, it's like when we go over a trip and you're like, hey, we're going to have like a hard day two, a mellow day one. And if I'm able to look at the map, and see like, well, oh geez, we're gonna go like pretty high today. I think those are the days you're gonna like plan to make sure I have enough calories, enough protein, all these other things. On these like flatty, mellow days, maybe on the way out, and you're doing like, I don't know, 5 to 8 miles on the way out, and it's kind of like downhill or it's like flat. Then I'm like, I'm just gonna put all these snacks in, you know, the pockets and have them readily available, and just try to munch on these all day. So, I don't know, but I like to try to have a good meal every night. I think that's important. Either way, but especially when you have a lot of uphill, I think.
But if you're not super hungry, I mean, some of those meals are expensive. So I'm not going to typically eat the meal unless I feel like I've earned it and I'm really hungry. So I don't mind just saving it for the next trip.
So you don't
waste it.
So you get to the camp and you're like, I'm going to grade myself. Did I earn this? Did little Carl earn this, or did he?
That's what I said. I asked myself, did little Carl earn this? That's how I talk to myself.
He's like, no dinner for you, Carl. Just snacks. You did not earn this today. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the mindset there? Is it
here's what I say to myself. I say, is this a Derek day of mileage or a Carl day of mileage? If it's a Derek day, then I say I should probably just dial back the food.
Right. And when I get to camp, I'm like, did my shoulders hurt today? No. Well done. Way to plan ahead. So, you have your own system. I guess that's fine.
The last thing that I want to say, though, is that it's not just the food. The water is the real weight killer.
Ooh,
okay.
Yeah.
Some people, no matter what we say, no matter how many trips they've been on, they have this hard and fast rule. They've told themselves, I have to have 2 liters of water on me at all times, at least to start with. I dip below that. We stop. I'm filling up 2 liters of water. And so I was watching this old survival show recently, and they, I don't know, these guys were pretty knowledgeable. And they said that your body can't consume typically more than 1 liter of water an hour. Otherwise, it just pees out the rest. Does that sound about right?
I think it's in the ballpark. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, so then if you consider that if you have 2 liters of water, then you're giving yourself, let's say, 2 hours plus of hydration. Most backpackers aren't backpacking like 2 hours straight, like 2 hours solid. They're typically taking breaks between them. They're typically stopping for water. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it happens. Everybody's style is different. But I think that if you're hitting an area where there's reliable water sources, this is an easy way to shave some weight.
100%. I think
1 liter. Do 1 liter.
Yeah, I mean, I've also employed the whole, like, you know, I know you do this too, where you're like, I'm going to just chug a bunch of water before I start.
Right.
And then I'm going to have, like, I don't know, like a liter or whatever in my backpack as we go. And then, you know, usually we have on the maps, like, hey, there's water up here, there's lakes up here, there's rivers up here. Only a couple of times have we had, like, there was that one, was it Maroon Bells, where we just, there's hardly any water or something. I think I got lightheaded.
Not in Colorado.
Where was that? I'm trying to remember where we didn't have water. We thought we were going to have water, but we didn't.
Oh, that's happened a few times, but
it's very rare.
It is rare. And it might just be due to our own negligence, not reading the map or not getting the trail intel from folks. But
so I don't know. For me, it's like I'm going to chug a bunch of water.
Right.
And then I usually have like a sports bottle or two full, and that's it. And then I'm done. So
that being said, we want to help you, somebody out there, achieve this. We want to do this. We want to make this happen. We want to take somebody through this whole process and check out and see all the weird extra things you're bringing and get you under 30 pounds. And so we actually threw this out to our Patreon folks. We wanted to record an episode where we're kind of going through their stuff. We wanted to have like a video of it and just kind of so we could see what's going on there.
Yep.
How many people, Derek, responded willing to do this, do you think?
10. 2.
0. Zero. Wow.
They don't want to do it. They don't want to do it.
They don't want to do it. So,
I just don't think that there's so many things that they probably aren't even aware of. That's just going to save them weight.
Yeah. Or everybody's already dialed in. They're under 30 pounds, which I know is not true for the Patreon folks, because some of them have been on trips with us and we saw
exactly
what they were bringing. So
I saw what you guys brought. Oh right. My. Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you see?
I'm not going to get into. You know, I don't want to offend people. I think we've. Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to throw this out to everybody else. If you're open to having us go through your fully packed pack, including food, including water, including like you're loaded out.
Loaded.
What you would bring on a typical 3 to 5 day trip, you have to be willing to, you know, we'll do this with your computer on some sort of like a Zoom call. We'll do the video so we can see what you got. We'll make this into a podcast episode. You got to be willing to do it, you know, video style, and you might have to be willing to stay up a little later because Derek records late at night.
Yes, I do.
And that means I'm recording late at night too, obviously. So
yeah,
reach out to us. Let us know.
Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations, and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard-issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com. Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
All right, trivia tonight is about, I'm going to give you some gear. I'm going to name the piece okay. of gear. And then I'm going to give you multiple okay. choice on what the weight is of this particular piece of gear. We're talking about lightweight gear, getting lighter, and all that stuff.
Gotcha.
All right, so here, first item is the Hyperlite backpack, 55 liter.
Okay.
Is this pack, keep your hands away from the keyboard. Okay. Is this pack?
This is not been a problem for me.
yeah. Is it 12 ounces? Is it 1 pound, 12 ounces? Is it 2 pounds? Or is it 2 pounds, 8 ounces?
It's either a pound, 12, or 2 pounds. I'll go pound 12.
It is 2 pounds.
Okay.
The 40 liter was about, I think it was a pound 12.
Okay.
Or pound something like that, yeah.
And okay. I should know exactly how much a Hyperlite pack that I've never used weighs, correct?
This is trivia, and you're okay. learning as you go, okay? I think REI also had like a 50-something liter.
Yeah.
It was like 2 pounds, 3 ounces or something.
As a non-gear expert, I should probably know the answer to that. My bad.
You know what? You wanted to do some trivia. This is trivia. This is what happened. You know what? You're right. And I thought about this. I planned ahead for the complaining of the trivia questions. We could do an easy question like, Carl, what's the fourth letter of the alphabet? A, B, C, or D?
Okay, D.
And maybe. Hey, look at that.
Okay, that's not so a question, one for though. Two. Next one.
Nope, that's not a question. It's still 0 for 1. All right, next one is the Helinox Chair Zero.
Okay.
Helinox Chair Zero.
We're talking about chairs. Weighs 0 pounds, right?
That's, you know, when you don't know, you get pretty ridiculous, and I love okay. it. Okay, is this chair 15 ounces, 13 ounces, 1 pound 2 ounces, or 1 pound 8 ounces?
I got to go 15 ounces.
It is 1 pound 2 ounces.
Okay. So I'm a couple ounces off, incorrect.
We are 0 for 2. 0 for 2.
This is so bad.
It's okay. I think you're gonna do okay on this one. Yeah. So the next item is the Cetus. It's a Cetus Summit okay. sleeping bag.
I don't know anything about this brand.
I don't either. I love it. You ask me like random questions and you're like, you don't know.
I ask you national park questions, which is general knowledge.
How do you not know about the Smoky National Park?
That's still wrong. It's not called Smoky National Park.
Whatever, you know what I'm talking about. Okay. So this is the Sea to Summit sleeping bag. This is now there's different bags, okay? There's lighter bags than the one I'm saying because they're like summer only bags or whatever. This is a two-season bag. Okay, you got 3 season, 4 season, all that stuff. 2 season bag. Is this bag 14 ounces, 1.1 ounce, or 1 pound 1 ounce? I'm sorry, 1 pound 7 ounces, or 1 pound 9 ounces?
I have no stinking idea. How would I know this? You didn't even name the bag. I don't even know the name of the bag.
It's the Cetus Summit. What is it?
It's one of their bags. Cetus Summit makes a bag. How much is
it? Regular size, 2 season.
This is the worst question you've ever asked.
Does it matter if you don't even know the brand? Does it even matter?
There could be.
It's a 2 season regular size sleeping bag.
Okay, so if the bag model was like, if it was called the featherweight or the light speed, or if it was called.
That doesn't even matter. That doesn't even matter. What if I said it was the Julian model, and you're suddenly gonna be like, oh, the Julian model.
Sometimes the name, the model, gives away some clues. So I'm gonna say the third option, whatever that was, one point whatever. Third option, C.
No, it's the 1.1 ounce.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
So 0 for 3.
Yeah. How did I get that one wrong?
I don't, you know, I tried to give you multiple choice to make it easier, okay. but maybe you're just not good at multiple choice, and I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. But. everybody's Team Derek with these questions here. Keep going.
I love the defensiveness. That's what I like to say.
I'm having a great time. These are so bad. It's funny. These are so
They're
bad.
They're so
I'm,
bad. We're talking about gear and making things light. You're learning now about lighter weight gear. Okay? You're learning. You're learning some lightweight gear. I'm proud of you.
Okay.
You know, next time I'll just do something a lot easier. You know, like which way's up and which way's down?
Here's what I'm gonna do.
You just point.
I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do. In about 6 months, I'm going to give you this exact trivia and see how you do after we get over it.
I'm going to save it.
I'm going to do this for sure, 100%.
I'll bet you will. Okay. From now on, I'm just going to do questions like, hey, Carl, what color is water? And then you're never going to fail.
Clear.
Is it? It's translucent. Okay.
Okay, so I'm 2 for 5 with the letter question and the water question. All right, what's your next one?
No, you already failed. You were over 3. That's it.
2 for 5.
You're done.
2 for 5.
Okay. That's failure. Either way you look at it. All right.
I got letter D and I got clear water. So close.
Clear water.
All right. So we'll count that as a loss and just beware of the next trivia that I charge you with.
This is the pinnacle of Colorado's educational system, right on the other side of the mic.
Okay. I got a couple of tidbits.
All right. Let's hear it.
Like Jason, if you have a piece of gear that we've not talked about that you would love to review, good or bad, we'd love to hear from you. We didn't give any criteria before, but let's try to go for 2 minutes, and then you got to give a score out of 5 rating. So what do you like about it? What do you dislike about it? Even if it's a nitpick. So we would love to hear from anybody out there. And then we already mentioned the assignment. If you're up for, you know, us kind of breaking down your 30-plus pound pack issues, please let us know. What's on Patreon this month, Derek? What do we have? What's our bonus episode about? Remember?
This month we have the gear hacks episode. We're gonna talk about hacking different kinds of gear and how to use it in different ways and all that stuff. So
We guess that was a good one too.
Jump on Patreon, check it out.
Yeah, and then coming up here in a couple weeks, we got the rest of the Dan Becker interview, which might have even been better than the first part.
Maybe.
Yeah, there's some good Patreon questions on there. Yeah, so please join the Patreon family. We would love to have you.
Yes.
And that's all I got.
We will see you guys next time. If you need some multiple choice tutoring, Carl is giving out classes next week at cantlearn.com. Bye, Carl. It's tough, you know. I mean, I know he's Mr. Trivia. He likes, you know, just gets all the questions right all the time. But, you know, I asked him a question the other day. I was like, you know, what is the color of your voice? And he sat there for like, I don't know, 3-4 minutes, and he looked at me and he's just like, well, it's gotta be black, right? Because, you know, you open your mouth and it's like black. I just walked away. I just walked away.
You want to succeed. You want to fish. You want to be one of the greatest.
Tune in to West Marine's Life on the Water, presented by Costa Custom Boats, every Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. Pursuing wild game in wild places. Tune in to Hunt Stand Presents Saturdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.